Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna, how are you today?
Morena, I'm great. How are you?
Good. Nice to chat with you. What book are we talking about this morning?
Oh, I'm talking about the sweetest book today. This is called Fight Night by Miriam Taves. This is the ninth book written by this Canadian author, but it's my first. But lots of people have loved her over the years. Siri's a big fan of her. This is about a young girl called Swiv. She's our nine-year-old narrator, and her dad has just left. Her mum is in a geriatric pregnancy with the baby they call Gord, and she's just been suspended from school for fighting, which leaves her in the supervision of her amazing grandma. She helps her grandma put on her compression socks, which takes about half an hour. Her grandma's always paralyzed by laughter and holds on to Swiv's shoulders as they walk through the house. They watch lots of sport on TV together, and the grandma makes friends with everyone she comes into contact with, which she finds so embarrassing. And the grandma gives her these writing, or they all give each other these writing assignments, which this book kind of comes from, because it's Swiv writing to her absent father.
Right.
So this is the story of three generations of women. They have deep tragedy in their lives, but it catches the beauty of the mundane through a very precocious nine-year-old's eyes. Mm. And she's repulsed by any talks of body or sex, which her grandmother and talk about all the time. She says, "My family should never be out in the world." It's also hard not to talk about Miriam Taves herself. She said the grandma is based on her own mother, and it's a book that she's written since becoming a grandmother herself. It's about the joy of grandparenting, I guess, which
that's lovely.
I think at any stage of your life, you could probably read this and feel really connected to it and think of your own grandparents.
Mm.
It's a really richly dialogue-heavy book, and this is where this humour shines. It's really funny, and there's lots of exclamation points, which is not annoying, but the best way to describe this book is to actually read some of it. Do I have some time?
Yes, please. I'd love to hear some.
Oh, cool. I'm really inspired by Siri's reading last week because it was so soothing. So in this part of the book, and I don't think it's a spoiler, Swiv and her grandma have flown from Canada to Fresno in California, and they need to make this connection in San Francisco. So they've just been on the plane. "I woke up in San Francisco. Grandma was saying, 'Honey, honey,' in a quiet voice. 'We're here, honey.' 'In Fresno?' I said. I was confused. 'In San Fran,' said Grandma." She called it San Fran or SF or Cisco or Frisco. "We're going to have to hoof it if we want to make our connection." Everyone was standing, waiting to get off the plane. They were all peering down at me in my seat like I was a brand new species that they'd just discovered. The flight attendant was calling out numbers and gates. "We had to run." The flight attendant made her way through all the people in the aisle and came to talk to us. She said Grandma's wheelchair was waiting for us at the top of the ramp. "Could she walk that far?" I shook my head. Grandma said, "For heaven's sake, of course I can." She was pushing through the people in the aisle. She was making jokes. "Don Quixote and Sancho Panza coming through." The flight attendant had already taken our little suitcases from the overhead bin and had brought them to the front. People patted us on our backs and said, "Good luck. Say hi to Lou and Ken. Enjoy the raisins." Grandma had been talking to everyone on the plane while I was sleeping. She raised her hand. "Keep on trucking, fellow travellers," she said. "Bye, Swiv," said two ladies I'd never seen in my life. "Take good care of Grandma." I was afraid they'd say, "Good luck with the bowel movement."
That sounds beautiful. That is such a charming way of writing. I think I was right in there with it. That is a gorgeous, gorgeous book.
Oh, it's lovely. And it is a book about fighting from your past to make peace and just to have fun.
Mm.
And so, so I think it's a feel-good book of the summer. It's about all those cliche things like family, love, life and death. I mean, some of these things that happen in this book would never happen, but that doesn't matter because you just fall in love with this family. And I think it's also worth checking out Miriam Taves more because her other books are getting into the TV sphere. So All My Puny Sorrows has just been made into a movie. And then Women Talking, which is her last book, is going to be a TV show. She grew up in a Mennonite community. She has such an interesting point of view. But during lots So in the last 3 years, she's had 4 grandchildren.
Wow.
And her mother and her children and her grandchildren all live together on this, like, rambling property, from what I can tell. So that you can feel that familial joy in the story.
Mm. Sounds like a really beautiful book and a really interesting author. Thank you for bringing it for us this morning, Jenna. What is the name again? Remind us.
It's called Fight Night. It's by Miriam Taves, and it is running a little bit late, but it should be here this week, and it's $33. It's published by Faber, which is one of the best publishers out there.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jenna. We'll see you in the shop. Take care. Talk soon.
Ha kite.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you so much.